The life and death of a brain cell on this Moment of Science. When you were born, almost all of the 1 trillion neurons or nerve cells in your brain had already formed, but those neurons still had a lot of growing to do. As kids grow, neurons in the brain branch out and make new connections. You could even say that the life of a neuron is all about connections. If neurons don't form appropriate connections with each other and other structures in the brain, they'll eventually die. Luckily, we're born with far more neurons than we need, and some neuron loss is a normal part of brain development. Around age 20, we begin to lose neurons to the process of aging. By 75, nearly 1/10 of the neurons you were born with have died. That may sound frightening, but it doesn't mean you lose 10% of your intelligence. Here's why. Most neurons can't divide to form new cells, so there's no way to replace them if they die. But living neurons continue to grow all of our lives, forming new branches and connections with other neurons. That makes up for much of what we've lost. And there's another type of brain cell called a glial cell that can divide to form new cells. Glial cells helped neurons do their job better and provide a framework to support them. But brain power isn't just about numbers of cells. Eating a well-balanced diet and experiencing and learning new things all influence the way neurons branch and connect. In other words, the more you use your brain, the better it works. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.